here.
The Triple M Footy.
Listen to the fans.
Fan Podcast.
Yes, it is another Triple M Footy Fan Podcast. Talking footy like you talk footy. We're running our finger through round 16. Is that what you
said? Running our eye over it?
Yeah, let's do that. Running our eye over round 16 of football. A weird round. Plenty of upsets to talk about. A legend of the week, of course. This might be the first podcast we've done where Melbourne have won and both Geelong and Collingwood have lost.
How good.
We'll touch on that for about 2.5 seconds.
What a podcast this will be.
We're going to ask, how the hell did Freo kick 2 goals, 19? Brisbane top four, can they stay there? Richmond just outside the top four, but who's keen to chat about Geelong versus Richmond, potentially at the Goomba GMHBA Stadium, first round of the finals?
Judging by the look on Rudy's face, I am.
Did we learn more about Adelaide or Port Adelaide? We're going to ask about that after the showdown, 747,000. Two wins separate 7th and 5th. We're going to ask who makes finals from here. And, of course, wrap it up with Fly Wire Doors. I'm Rabs. I'm joined by Rudy. How you going, mate?
G'day. I'm all right. Still top of the ladder.
Righto. And Ethan Meldrum, how are you, mate?
Good. My team actually won on the weekend, which is lovely.
Yeah, he beat the might of Carlton, Jordan Lewis, with a handy tagging job on Mark Murphy.
And a handy shoulder job on
Zach Fisher.
Zach Fisher.
Restricted to 24 disposals. His season average.
Mm. 24.
Mm. Yeah, no.
Kickoff legend of the week. Rudy, you rolled in here late and said you don't have a legend of the week. Ethan doesn't have one. And I said, guys, there only can be one person after round 16, and that is the man with more medals than Michael Phelps, Robbie Gray.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He won another showdown medal. His 5th, I think, he was already leading with the most showdown medals of 4. He now has 5. The man loves a showdown.
He does. Yeah. He's a, he's what, the Serena Williams, I suppose you'd say, of showdown medals. He's she was just on the TV. But he just,
what,
yeah.
So he doesn't respect Ash Barty as world number one, too, does he?
Take that up with anyway, Sam Groth.
That's it.
Robbie Gray, he's an absolute star. He stands up in the big moments. He just gets it done when he needs to get things done. And didn't they humiliate Adelaide?
That was a great win by them. That's, what, 3 of the last 4 medals to him.
Yeah.
AFLPA MVP is... Dean Brogan sort of agreed with this question on Biggles and Bluey yesterday on the rush hour over there. Port Adelaide's greatest ever player?
Well, he'd have to be in the conversation, wouldn't he? Certainly their greatest ever AFL player. I don't know much about their 4 million Sandville flags.
Matthew Westhoff is good.
Yeah.
He was good.
Yeah.
But Robbie Gray probably just pips him.
Just pips him.
I think we're all forgetting Kane Mitchell in this conversation, to be honest.
Boy.
And the Butch as well.
Oh, yeah, the Butch.
The Butch.
6 goals on debut, isn't it?
No, but hats off Robbie Gray, legend of the week. 5th showdown medal, 35 touches from memory. But you put this down the list, but I'm going to bring it up, Rudy, because we're already talking about the showdown. Did we learn more about Adelaide as being a poor or slash mediocre team, or a poor Adelaide better than what we thought? I've said all along that if Port Adelaide can finish 5th or Port Adelaide can finish 14th, neither would surprise me. And that hasn't changed since the showdown.
Well, you said I don't know if that's Port Adelaide's best win this season. Like the win over West Coast over there was enormous.
Yeah. Win at home against Geelong as well.
Yeah, it's starting to show a little bit more that maybe they are a threat from a 6th or a 7th as opposed to, you know, a team that sort of like wasn't really living up to expectations.
The thing
so
is,
much.
To win a flag, they need to win minimum. They need to play a minimum 3 consecutive good games, and I just don't think they can.
No,
like they haven't. I think this is the first time they've won 2 in a row all season, or would be close to. They can't get a run of good form together in any way. And I mean, like, yeah, they had a great win against Geelong. They had a great win against Adelaide. They also lost to the Bulldogs at home in that time. They play Brisbane at home next week.
Well,
would be completely Port Adelaide to drop that game.
Well, to be honest, you look at that game before round 16, you think Port Adelaide should win that. And then Brisbane go and knock off the Giants at Spotless Giants, West Sydney Giants Stadium. And, you know, it literally this season couldn't get more bizarre.
Yeah,
than what it did in round 16.
I think in that instance, well, Brisbane are serious. Let's that's another thing we've got written down here. We'll move on to that. Brisbane top 4, can they stay there?
Well, hang on. Before we move on, I think Adelaide are a poor team.
Yeah,
and I think
you think they're poor.
They are a poor team. They have a midfield that just gathers possessions that don't really damage teams. They've got a forward line. They've got a forward line that can't really work together.
Yep.
And unfortunately, through losing Tom Doty, they're caught. And Alex Keith was a little bit injured as well in the showdown.
Yeah.
They're caught wanting with tools in defence.
Yep.
So. Yep. Yeah, Roy Laird's had a little bit of a less year than his All-Australian year. Brody Smith's been a little bit off. Like, it's something just not clicking in Adelaide. And if they make finals, they're just making up the numbers.
Yeah, I agree. Tend to agree with that. Port Adelaide is certainly more of a flag threat.
Mm.
And yeah. Even if they finish 7th or 8th,
mm-hmm.
Port Adelaide, like, you wouldn't want to host them in the first week of finals. If you're Brisbane, so...
I would host them. I would host them at the MCG any day of the
but
week.
But say you're Brisbane and it's your first final series since Foss was in charge.
I would, like, 100%, if I was in charge of the Lions at the Gabba, would love to host Port Adelaide.
I reckon in
an afternoon/night game where it's dewy.
I understand your point, but Port Adelaide are the kind of team that will come out and blitz you off the park in an elimination final.
I would rather host Port Adelaide in an elimination final than Richmond, GWS, Essendon, and probably North Melbourne at this stage as well.
I would probably rather play Essendon than Port.
Before we completely move on to Brisbane, though, two people who were very, very stiff not to get Legend of the Week, Tom Barras and Jeremy McGovern.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't that brilliant? Yeah, it was so good. Harry Highpants and stuff.
And then Tom Hickey yesterday in a press conference said it wasn't a great look for Jeremy McGovern.
No.
He looked 3 metres wide, which he does anyway.
Yeah. Well, he's not a... No, yeah.
moving on to Brisbane, we were just literally talking about them, Rudy. You want to ask... They're in the top four now.
Yeah.
You want to ask whether they're going to stay there? I think they will. They've got the easiest draw basically in the history of the game, and they literally just knocked off the Giants.
Yeah, at home.
Which is incredible.
Well, that was the question mark over them, was like, can they win away from the Gabba? And like, they've already lost to Carlton and all that this year.
Mm.
And then they go and do that. Like, they're a serious team.
They are a serious team. I think they're a huge, huge show to stay in the top four. It's that top four, that fourth spot looks super open right now. Possibly even the third spot if Collingwood don't get their act together. But yeah, it's a massive they're a massive show because they play they're not defensively that rigid, but they can blow you away in 15 minutes of footy. Effectively what they did to GWS was they won it in the first quarter, more or less.
Still the most entertaining side in the comp, by a mile.
They welcome back for his first game in Lions colours, the human dumbbell in Marcus Adams, who's going to be a tremendous asset for that team.
And he lasted more than 15 minutes without doing a hammy as well.
Correct.
That's very impressive.
Correct. I think Brisbane can stay top four, but I want to ask you boys, is this 2019 season we're seeing the negative effect of the AFL trying to even out the competition in that there's Geelong are pretty reasonable, West Coast are pretty reasonable, Collingwood are dropping off, but the rest of the teams are relatively average.
But that's the thing is that, yeah, the rest of the teams are relatively average, but, I mean, Geelong just lost to the Bulldogs.
Mm.
West Coast have been spanked a few times this year. I think this season's actually wide open. I wouldn't say it's a negative effect at all. It's not like the Hawthorn years where it was just kind of Hawthorn just taking interstate teams at the MCG and just snapping them in half.
Yeah.
Hawthorn
did time their run
pretty well
with the compromised drafts. They timed their run to perfection.
But right now, I mean, you'd say Geelong are premiership favourites, but they feel extremely gettable. I wouldn't have any confidence with them going into a grand final.
So do you think that it's good for the league if you look at a team like North Melbourne and think they can do damage in the finals? You look at a team like Richmond that are currently 6th or 7th and think that they're equal third flag favourite now behind Geelong and West Coast.
Yeah.
Do you think that's good for the league to be able to have teams that are sitting, you know, between 3 and 9 and 10 that you think maybe possibly if they have a run they can win a flag?
I don't see how it could possibly be bad for the comp.
It's bad for my footy tips, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm sitting on about 12 for the season.
Right.
Realistically, though, I mean, you think North and they could do some damage in the finals, but they ain't going to win the flag. You can pretty much, like, even Brisbane, if they finish 4th, like, they're probably not going to win the flag. I don't know. I still feel like that, it's an even one, and a lot of teams can make finals. I think 2 wins separate 7th and 15th.
Which is crazy to think, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
but I think how many separate 7th and third and fourth.
Well, there's four wins between seventh and first, and three between seventh and second. But there's only two wins between Port in seventh and Brisbane in fourth, Collingwood in third. So it's, I mean, it's pretty even. Certainly, like, it's not like the last few years where the eight's been locked in really early and there's been barely any change. And
you have a team that, you know, goes 15 and 7 and finishes 5th or 6th or something like that.
Yeah. Speaking of the top four, though, Richmond are as good a chance to make it as Brisbane. And how long ago do you reckon we signposted Richmond finishing 4th and playing Geelong in a qualifying final at the MCG?
We will bang on about this every single week and it will be amazing when it eventuates.
It absolutely is going to happen. We signposted it ages ago. The main thing that you can lock in from here is, like Rab said in the intro, the next 6 weeks of should Geelong host finals at GMHBA Stadium against any team. And it won't happen. There is no way the AFL will schedule Richmond to go to the GMHBA to play them.
I have a theory.
Go on.
So I don't know if you saw AFL 360. To be honest, I'd be surprised if you did because no one's watching it if you look at the ratings. But anyway, Chris Scott was on there.
Off the long run.
And he said it's a shame for the rest of the country that the MCG is hosting the grand final.
He's called it a travesty.
A travesty.
Yeah.
My theory is that he's doing that to make the AFL go, yeah, you know what? Maybe a final at GMHBA Stadium isn't the worst thing for the league.
Yeah.
You know, just share it around a little bit. And it's a little bit of like a, you can't have the grand final, but, you know, you can have this.
Yeah, but they're not, the thing is that Geelong won't, that they might let them host the qualifying final there if they play Brisbane or GWS.
Mm.
But there's no way they're going to let them host Richmond down there or even West Coast.
But that's just to the root of everything that's wrong with the AFL at the moment because they're all just about profit.
Well, yeah.
If Geelong finished top, they should be able to play Collingwood, whoever the hell they like, in a qualifying final.
Yeah.
How incredible would it be if Collingwood were forced to go down the highway to a stadium of like 35,000
that they haven't played at 34,998
of them are Geelong fans.
Yeah. And then you get the arguments that they lock out too many fans. Like, so what? I don't really see why that's Geelong's problem if Collingwood fans can't make the Geelong's home final.
Geelong are already upgrading their stadium for like the 7 billionth time.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I don't really see why, how that's Geelong's problem. If the Collingwood fans can't go or the Richmond fans can't go, so what? Like, the Richmond fans, they're not going to not watch the game because they can't make it to get in your park. They're not going to not turn on the TV and watch the game.
Yeah.
And it's just, I find the whole thing quite strange. It's not just that Geelong, I mean, obviously I'm talking from a Geelong fan point of view.
Yeah.
I've got that hat on. But it's not just in this instance.
And we also understand that, if that decision is made that Geelong will play Richmond down at GMHBA Stadium, that Facebook posts will be absolutely flooded with profile photos of Holdens and Fords with little Rich Go Tigers banners down the bottom.
Selfies from people's chins.
Saying how annoyed they are. But like you said, Rudy, like, who cares?
Yeah.
If Geelong have the right to host, they should be able to host it wherever they want.
If Melbourne were forced to go down the highway last year, I wouldn't have cared one bit.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just glad they made it.
And you would have if that happened, you would have been found out for the myths you are earlier than the prelim against West Coast.
There's no forward pocket for Mitch Hannon to run down, so I don't know what he would have done.
The other thing is, just before we can move on, that it's not with the MCG stuff and Richmond specifically, it's not just that Geelong aren't advantaged by playing at GMHBA. It's like they're specifically they're specifically advantage Richmond, who are the team that finished below them in this instance. So it's, you know what I mean? It's a bit much. I don't really see how you can genuinely argue that Geelong shouldn't be allowed to host their finals at GMHBA.
Well, we're still in Geelong. Did you see the images of Gary Ablett running around in the number 5 at training yesterday?
Yeah, I've got to say it made me a little bit emotional. Yeah.
Emotional or a bit?
No, emotional.
Oh, okay.
What sort of emotional, really?
Well, you know.
Firmly emotional.
Nostalgic. Firmly nostalgic.
Firmly.
The showdown wasn't the only rivalry match. I'm not even going to pronounce it the way they pronounce it. The Western Derby.
The Derby.
The Western Derby was also on Saturday night. What an atrocious showing from Fremantle. Were you asking Riddy why they kicked 2-19? I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
They're really bad in the wet. They can't play wet weather footy.
They have a forward line of Cam McCarthy.
Yeah, so is this
funny that?
Is this what's happening? They just can't, their forward line's just stuffed?
Well, it doesn't help that Jesse Hogan's off the field and throwing more hip and shoulders on Twitter than he is on the field because of injury.
Yes, that's true.
It's a very good clip if you haven't seen it, by the way.
Yeah, that is that's a fair point. Do you reckon that Jesse?
Fife was injured, but he hurt his shoulder and came back on. Walters was a bit of a lone hand, but 219 is really bad.
They looked pretty poor the week before as well. They really against Carlton. They just can't get anything going in their forward half. They look out of idea. They actually look Frio-esque of the last couple of years. Like they sort of managed to flick the switch. So they have the second highest score for the year and now the lowest as well. Frio.
Bizarre, isn't it?
It is. They're weird to watch. They're absolutely not going to make the finals. You can rule them out. They're one of the ones in that little 7th to 15th bunch that is not doing any damage when it comes to the
finals. Is sort of a shame because, you know, if they finish 8th, they're the sort of team that could knock off someone in 5th.
Yeah,
like they can be that good, but they're like a C-grade Port Adelaide in that sort of sense. They can beat anyone, but aren't really good enough to do it.
Yeah.
We failed off long enough, Ethan. It is the first pod for the year that Melbourne have won and both Geelong and Collingwood have not.
I feel like we haven't touched on this enough.
Well, I'm touching it now, then go on.
Yeah, go on. So tell us about, were you there on Sunday?
You run this, you start this segment and have the middle of the segment.
I didn't even write this down.
I wrote this down. So Geelong, dreadful Saturday night. Collingwood, worse.
I've genuinely got serious concerns of we're calling it a wrap, but we're not going to touch on that.
So it's two weeks in a row.
We'll do a full blown what the hell is wrong with your team Rabs podcast next week.
Yeah. I did a ladder predictor because I didn't have a lot on at work yesterday.
Yeah.
And despite the 22 Bet Easy logos that are still on that webpage, I had Collingwood finishing around 6th or 7th. So, because you think they've got West Coast, GWS, and then Richmond.
Yeah, which
means they will slump into 4th and beat Geelong at the G in a qualifying final.
Collingwood are genuinely earmarking John Noble to make his debut. If a reigning grand finalist is playing their mid season draft,
boy,
I don't know why though. We're talking about two teams that didn't win.
I was talking to my Carlton housemate, and he said
he's almost the fourth member of this pod.
Yeah, he is. Well, we should get him in one day.
It's not my mate whose uncle cried last week when they won
5th.
Yes, but. He said, not only did we lose a heartbreaker, but of course we had to play Tom McDonald into form.
But then he did his knees
and Christian Petrarca into form.
But, I was thrilled for Jaden
Hunt. And Braden Pruce into form.
I was thrilled for Jaden Hunt. I really like him.
Yeah.
He made a couple of pretty bad stuff ups, but he also kicked the winner. And he's just, I just like the way he goes about it.
He's just
throwing locks in the
He's just a
the
wholesome
headband.
Bloke.
He is.
Loves but, footy.
But you're right.
Loves his chocolate milk. Yeah. You know, he's good bloke.
Melbourne tried their absolute best to lose that. Really did.
They were decimated by injuries. And Dr. Pruce had to rock solely the game himself.
He looked cooked in the
fourth quarter. Yeah, but Cruiser was injured as well.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
Dr. Pruce was good.
Dr. Pruce.
Yeah. Dr. Pruce.
He would rhyme rock with rock.
the institution of havoc himself.
Yeah. Well, congratulations to Melbourne. It's a
just as an aside, if you've
just a historic win, you know, when you were had all these back pages written about you in pre-season saying, you know, basically you'd already won the premiership if you're looking at most of the media.
The pre-season flag favourites giving themselves a 5-point win over Carlton to keep themselves in 16th.
Yeah. Tell you what though, that is a significant loss to Carlton because they're now two games behind you guys in 16th and equal with Gold Coast. They could have jumped up to equal wins of Melbourne.
Yeah. The Crows list manager were really sweating bullets in that last time.
I was actually also talking to the fourth member of this podcast, my housemate is a Carlton fan.
Yeah, and you have a housemate as a Carlton fan?
I did. And we were talking about the trade that is potentially going to happen or has happened, but they could give pick two to Adelaide or pick one to Adelaide. Adelaide gave up 2 first-round draft picks for Bryce Gibbs. So in the whole scheme of things, both clubs probably walk out even.
Yeah, true.
Because Bryce Gibbs won't be at Adelaide next year, can't be at Adelaide next year, and Adelaide literally gave up the farm to get him.
Yeah.
Because they thought they were in the hitting zone to win a flag. Didn't happen last year. Not going to happen this year.
Mm.
Interesting.
Oh, no. Real lose-lose, that one.
It is a real lose-lose. Talking about lose-lose, Flywire Doors. We're going to wrap up this pod for round 16. Of course, we'll be back next week talking footy like you talk footy on the Triple M Footy Fan podcast. I haven't got one yet, boys.
Yeah, do you hit her?
Yeah, I've got
excellent. One. Excellent,
go. Come on, guys. If anything can top Majak Doors' return to footy on the weekend as the biggest story of the season, it is Majak Doar playing finals for North Melbourne.
Oh, boy. That's a good call. I like the sound of that. Did you hear Wayne Schwoz said on the Sunday today that Alir Alir stayed in Melbourne on Saturday night to watch Majak in the VFL on Sunday?
That's cool, so good.
Awesome. Isn't that cool? Mm. Yeah, it's just a great story. He looks happy. Like, he looks so well.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. He does.
I'm so happy for him.
Yeah. I've got a Flywire Doors.
Do you?
Yeah.
That's a surprise.
Yeah, it is. If Hawthorn played Collingwood every single week, Luke Bruce would win 5 Brownlows.
Yeah, he dominates you.
He dominates Collingwood. I looked at his stats. He's kicked 33 goals against us in 13 games and averages 18 touches. He's a freak.
He just checks the fixture every November and just like highlights the Collingwood games. Like, all right, I'm getting myself up for this one.
Yeah.
Since the 2011 prelim when they got Luke Bald, they have lost to Collingwood once. 12 of 13 they've won since that 2011 prelim. That is insane.
12 of 13.
You just know.
13.
You just know Clarko's like literally grabbed them all collectively by the scruff of the neck and said, "We don't lose to these again."
You know, he just goes, he gets them in the rooms at halftime and he goes, "Boys, it's Collingwood."
Yeah, right, Rudy.
I've managed to come up with a couple, but I think the one I'm going to go with is if you're struggling for form like Geelong are, then the team you want to face is St Kilda at GMHBA Stadium on Saturday night.
Yeah.
This could be a coach killer for one A Richardson, I reckon, if the Cats are stung into action, and things could get real ugly. Simon Lethlean will be up there moving magnets around,
sitting in the coach's box.
Yeah. St Kilda's last 3 months
three quarter time address
horrible.
They have been, they've been awful. And it's
please 1-8-6 them.
Yeah. Also, just quietly, Hawthorn v Freo at Tassie on the weekend could be
a
real stinker.
Yeah, I'll be watching the VFL like that.
Don't forget, Triple M Footy kicks off Friday night with Collingwood versus West Coast over at Optus Stadium. And all the games in between. We'll be back next Tuesday with another Footy Fan podcast. Until then, just, continue doing what you do.
Yeah. Have a good one.